The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Hey, good morning, Metropolis. It's now 5 after the hour of 6 a.m. in the big monster city.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit. Let's go. We're burning daylight.
Everyone exaggerates on the internet.
You're listening to DW60 on Sorcerer Radio.
Welcome, one and all, to DW60's Press Row.
That's to turn the mic
off. Oh, golly. Here on Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com. Gee whiz.
You think, as we finish up year 18 of the show, that you would get it by now?
Well, I've never claimed to be a perfectionist. I will never claim to do that. Sometimes I just get a little button smash and happy, I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just hit the green one instead of the red one, and the red one instead of the green one.
Green.
There's a lot of lights on this board, you know.
There is. There are a lot of lights.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on there.
You just got to remember, green means go.
Yeah, it does. Happy Friday, everybody. It's Chef Nicole here on Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com. And hello to all of you podcast listeners as well. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Hope everybody here in the States had a great Turkey Day last week.
Ours was delicious. If I can toot my own horn.
You toot that horn.
It was so good.
Yeah, it was.
It was just the two of us. But as the women in my family do, I only know how to cook in large portions.
That's true.
So my mother was a caterer and my grandmother owned a restaurant. So I only learned how to cook in large quantities. So it was just the two of us and I made a full Thanksgiving meal.
You did, yeah.
We ate on it for like 4 days.
So she started cooking on like, I think it was Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And cooked some more on Wednesday. And then her feet hit the floor Thursday morning and she's like, I don't really have to do anything until a little bit later. And
which was a mistake, by the way.
No, I don't think it was a mistake. I don't think so. Well, you know, we had some small, you know, finger foods to have as we started the day with the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which was a lot of fun from New York City that we got to watch. Got to watch some Al Roker on Thanksgiving. It's traditional.
You have to.
Yeah, you really do. And then, of course, football came on after that, and we watched a lot of football on our nice big new TV that we got.
Yeah, that was our early Christmas present to ourselves.
We've had the same TV. I know you've had that TV for like a decade. The old one, you know.
I can't remember when I got that TV. I don't know if I got it in like 2014 or if I got it before that when I was in college.
It's been a while.
It is. And there was nothing wrong with it.
No, there was nothing wrong with it. But, you know, it was just, you kind of just know when it's time to upgrade something.
Yeah.
Finally. And you get there. So we got a 70-inch. And, you know, we took it out of the box. We're like, oh, my gosh. Is this going to fit anywhere?
Yeah. Is it going to fit on the TV stand?
Yeah.
Is our couch far enough back?
Yeah.
So.
But it worked out. And, you know, football looks great.
Yep, the parade looked awesome.
Yep. We turned on the Sorcerer Radio YouTube channel, and we watched a little Walt Disney World Resort in-room television there from the YouTube channel, which looked fantastic. And, you know, hear the music and everything. If you haven't watched that before, you want a little Disney magic in your living room or wherever, definitely check out the Sorcerer Radio YouTube channel. It's usually playing every single day.
And then we don't have a fireplace. So, what are those people that put the Yule log on the TV?
Yule log.
And
Disney
D23 on their YouTube channel has a Toy Story Yule log where, like, the characters run by.
Yeah.
And it runs for, like, an hour.
It's okay. It's not one of my favorites.
I like that one.
You just like the characters.
I do, yeah. The Arendelle one on Disney Plus is awesome. There's like an Arendelle Yule Log. That one's pretty good. All the like scenescape things on Disney Plus are really awesome. But they have a Yule Log on there too.
Yeah. But we always look at people on Black Friday and they're walking out of stores and stuff with these huge TVs. And we're like, that's going to be us one day. One day we're going to get one. I still don't know what to do with the box. It's still sitting
still
in the garage.
In our garage.
Yeah. Lots of styrofoam that came with it and a huge box for a 70-inch TV. I mean, my goodness gracious.
Well, you don't want to put it out for like trash day.
No, I don't want to advertise.
Yeah.
To my neighborhood that I just picked up a brand new TV. But
to anybody else that might be going through the neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. But otherwise, I think it was a great, a really good Thanksgiving. A lot of people at the Walt Disney World Resort, of course, enjoying their holiday.
Yes, it was busy.
Not a lot of Black Friday shoppers this year. Going to be honest with you. I went out at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
To get something, and I was in the Walmart parking lot because the store I went to was in that parking lot, and there was nobody there. There was just nobody there at all. And from all the pictures that I saw on social media between Target and Walmart and some of the other big box stores, people just did not come out for Black Friday this year. And I guess most of them are at Walt Disney World, I guess, because it was packed over there. And I said to myself, I said, you know what? We've all got the TVs. We've all got, you know, the game consoles. We've all got the pillows. We've got the blankets and all this other stuff they put on sale for Black Friday. Can we please do some Black Friday groceries, please?
Yeah.
I think that would be great.
You know, like a loaf of bread, a gallon of milk.
Yeah, something.
Eggs aren't so bad right now, but
no, like, not too bad. But I mean, still, it's just, let's do some Black Friday groceries.
We were when we did like all the shopping for Thanksgiving dinner, we like shopped for groceries for the week and we did Thanksgiving dinner shopping. Yeah. And we were just like cringing every time we scanned something. We're like, oh god, what's the total gonna be? What's it? And it wasn't as bad as we thought it was gonna be, but
no,
it was like every time we're like, oh god, we like see things piling up in the cart, you know? Yeah, and you walk up and you're like, oh no. But it wasn't bad, but it was just like the anticipation of it.
You know what we didn't do though on Thursday night? We didn't watch the Disney special.
Oh, no, we didn't.
It's on Disney Plus right now if you want to watch it.
Oh, well, then we'll have to go back and watch it.
Yeah.
We were watching football.
We'll have to check it out. So we got some Disney news to get to this week.
We sure do.
Why don't you start? Go ahead.
Okay. Here it is. So the day after Thanksgiving here in the U.S., was the start of the Epcot Festival of the Holidays. And you know, for each festival over at Epcot, they have, you know, for Food and Wine, it was Emile's Fromage Montage. And for Festival of the Holidays, they have the Holiday Cookie Stroll. If you're not familiar with these kind of collect the stamp themed scavenger hunts that Disney has at the festivals, they have a couple different options that you can choose from. But they want you to collect five of them, whether that's five of the same one, five different ones, three of one, two of another, however you want to do it, five stamps. For these cookie stroll in particular, they have eight cookies and for you to choose from. And so you just need to get five of them. You get a stamp in your passport book every time you get one of these cookies. And then you take it to one of the booths and you get a completer cookie. So this year, the five options were the eight options were a spiced chocolate cookie, a snickerdoodle cookie made with Snickers pieces, a black and white cookie that's plant-based, a gingerbread cookie, a Linzer cookie, a peppermint pinwheel cookie, a jingle sugar cookie made with M&Ms, and a holiday sugar cookie. And then your completer cookie was the star from Wish. It was a little cookie of them. So that was cute. And you know, we like to do the cookie strolls. We like we really like to say Emile's Fromage Montage.
Take a shot every time we say it.
And there is the spaceship, Salted Caramel Spaceship Earth cookie is back this year over at the Odyssey, but it's not on the cookie stroll. So there are cookies available at the booths that aren't available on the cookie, or like don't count towards the cookie stroll. So keep that in mind. If you see a cookie, it doesn't automatically count, but it'll tell you in your little passport book, You just make sure that the cookies you're grabbing are included in the stroll and make sure you get your stamp when you purchase them.
I enjoy a good cookie.
Me too.
You know, I'm glad it's not the cupcake stroll.
Oh, they don't eat.
You know,
they don't need to encourage people to buy cupcakes. Or
yeah. Yeah. They buy enough. You know what I'd really like, though? The steak stroll. Eight or nine different cuts of steak scattered throughout the world showcase. And you got to try each one. And then you get a really special steak at the end.
I would love it if there was.
Yummy.
I don't think they would do this, but if there was like an alcoholic version, and it wouldn't be a full drink, it would just be like a sampling, right?
Sure,
but
yeah.
You could try different, you know, like a flight, but as you make your way around the World Showcase, and then maybe you got like a cup or something at the end.
Yeah, that works for me. You know, I can do that too. Yeah.
They do the little giveaways things, and they're usually like these little plastic cups, but if they did an alcoholic version, it would obviously have a higher price point, and maybe the gift could be like one of those pork sizzle cups or something.
I wouldn't mind it being that dish that we had at Food and Wine.
We had beer braised beef.
Oh, man, so
over
good.
Gouda mashed potatoes from the Belgian booth. So good.
I literally wanted to just scrape off as much as I could from that little cardboard.
Well, and the line was
container
so
that they
long.
Added in. Oh.
That was the longest line we saw that day.
Yeah.
And I made the mistake of not getting two. I only got one because we were about to go eat dinner.
Yeah.
And gosh darn it.
I should have got two. I could have gone for the extra. Because I didn't go, you know, crazy as far as dinner goes at Sebastian's. You know,
we
were with friends and stuff and kind of chit-chatting and everything else, you know, so we didn't eat as much as we normally do. But I could have gone right back to that place and had another one of those.
Oh, it was delicious.
It was really good.
It was delicious. Staying over in Epcot, the World Celebration, the area of Epcot, the center of Epcot that has been under construction for many, many moons, many a fortnight, is officially opening next week, December 5th, on Walt Disney's birthday. It's also going to include the Walt the Dreamer statue you can go up, take a picture with, sit next to, and just kind of gaze over Epcot next to the statue. And that looks like what he's doing. It looks like he's like sitting there and just kind of looking over out at Epcot. It's also going to have, you know, some seating right outside Connections Cafe. It looks like there's a lot of benches, a lot of greenery and trees, which I think will be nice as it grows. You know, it'll offer some shade in the park, which will be really nice.
Yeah.
Looks like there's, like I said, the tables and chairs, I'm interested in the benches. I'm interested in the tables and chairs because it's our favorite thing when we leave Epcot at night to sit in front of Spaceship Earth and watch the Beacons of Light, the like light show on Spaceship Earth. And now we have all these new benches and chairs and everything to sit. And I wonder if it's going to be different on that side.
The only thing that concerns me about doing it there is you don't get the full view of Spaceship Earth like we do where we go right now.
Yeah.
That's the only part that kind of concerns me with doing that.
And the trees might obstruct your view.
It could. Yeah. It very well could.
But, you know, Jeff and I were talking earlier about just being able to walk straight through the center of Epcot again.
Yeah. I told her I might shed a tear just because I can do that.
It's going to make a world of difference, especially for people that don't go all the time, people that are new visiting the parks. Like, can you imagine how confusing that is? Like, you can't go straight. Like, you have to, and then you go off to the side and you're like, okay, well, now where am I?
Oh, yeah.
And how do I get back to where I wanted to go?
Yeah.
Or when you're trying to cut from one side of the park to the other and you can't just cut straight through the middle. So I think that's really, really, really going to help. The only portion of this World Celebration Center that's not opening is going to be the Communicore Hall, which has no opening date, but it looks like some extra walls have been put up. So when the walls around World Celebration come down, the walls around Communicore Hall will remain. So when we were there, it's nowhere near complete.
No. Nowhere.
I do not think it will open before the end of the year.
No.
I would assume that they're going to try and get it open before Flower and Garden, which is like February, March.
Good chance of that, yeah. Good chance.
I believe, February. So I think that's what's going to happen.
If I were a betting man, when this new area opens up and the statue of Walt Disney becomes available to do photos with, I would expect Disney to put up some type of a temporary queue in order for you to stand in line to do this. Because a lot of people are going to want to get these special photos with Walt Disney. Getting to sit right next to him, put your arm around him.
You think they're going to have like a photo pass?
I think a photo pass will be available and there will be a queue line as well. That's just a prediction from me.
At least for a little bit.
Yeah, at least for a while.
I mean, can you just imagine all the influencers?
Oh, jeez.
Just all the Instagrammers.
Yeah. My hope is if there is a cast member there, hurry up, take your photos, let the next family come up and do theirs. We don't need, you know, 10 to 15 shots in different angles of Walt. Get your photo and go.
Cast members are really good at moving it along.
They do. And I hope they enforce that. Yeah, because everybody wants a chance to do this. So,
And you know, like the Figment meet and greet, it'll be busy for a couple days and they'll probably die down.
With the holiday season here, month of December, a lot of people vacationing, this area being gone, it's Walt Disney. I think it'll, you know, you might see a queue line for a majority of the month of December.
Yeah.
I really think that.
I don't think it'll be like it forever.
No, it won't be forever, but I could see it happening through the month of December, though. Which is today, actually. Starting in just a few days, so.
We said this a couple weeks ago. We decorated for Christmas earlier this year than we typically would, and I have thoroughly enjoyed it. I've really enjoyed our house being decorated and turning the tree out when we get home, and I like it. I like it a lot. And last but not least, I've talked to you about two different ways to spend money at Walt Disney World. And now I'm going to help you save some money. If you are a subscriber of Disney Plus, Disney has announced some new discounts that are available to you through January 31st. There's a whole list here, and I'm going to go through them for you. There's an exclusive sweepstakes opportunity for current subscribers. You can save 20% on Ubisoft's Avatar Frontiers of Pandora PC game.
What did you call it? What did you call it?
Ubi? Is it you?
Ubisoft. Yeah.
Do you remember there was a kids show, and it was not when I was young enough for it, but it was when my brother was, and it was called Ubi, and it was a little hand with eyes, and it was like a talking hand.
I don't think I remember that, no.
But it had these like eyes that like went around the knuckles of this person's hand, and it was just the hand's name was Ubi.
Ubi. Yeah, that doesn't ring a bell to me.
Uma? I don't know. I'll have to show you. That's what that reminds me of. But you can get 20% off Avatar Frontiers of Pandora PC game. You can get $5 Fandango promo code to use towards a movie ticket to see Disney Animation's newest musical fantasy, Wish. There's an offer for a Walmart Plus membership that will be coming soon. I'm interested in that one. Walmart Plus has free grocery delivery.
It does. So
be interested in that. There's a bundle of over 30 free Marvel digital comics. You can get 50% off a D23 Gold membership and access to other special offers. That one would be a good one to take advantage of. You'll get early access to special Frozen and Star Wars collectibles at Shop Disney, a free gift from Disney Emoji Blitz, 15% off Disney-inspired products at Funko, 15% off Disney-inspired merchandise at Loungefly, 20% off Disney Dreamlight Valley Cozy Edition at Best Buy, free exclusive digital rewards on Disney Movie Insiders, and 15% off vinyl and collectibles from the Disney Music Emporium. But wait, there's more. This is the big one, folks. If you didn't listen to that whole list that I just rattled off, this is the one you want to listen to. If you are a Disney Plus subscriber, Disney is releasing a special offer for the Walt Disney World Resort that will be launching January 3rd. That is all the information they've shared. They haven't said, is it a room offer? Is it a ticket offer? Is it a package? How long it's for? They've just said, and even to agents, we got like a notification and it was like new Disney Plus offer coming January 3rd.
Yeah.
You opened it and it said, there's a new Disney Plus offer coming January 3rd.
Right. You just said that.
That's all it said. And we're like, okay. Thanks. Right. But that's all it said. So stay tuned. Keep your eyes peeled. There'll be a special Walt Disney World Resort offer available only to Disney Plus subscribers. Last time they did a Disney Plus subscriber offer for Walt Disney World, I believe it was 30 or 35% off your room. Last time they did a Disney Plus subscriber offer for Disney Cruise Line, it was pay for two guests in the stateroom and the next two were half off or something like that. I think it was half off. Pay for two and the next two are half off.
Okay.
So usually these offers are very, very good. So if you are interested, keep your eyes peeled. January 3rd, this new offer is coming out. So very, very exciting. Among a list of other great offers.
Oh, of course. Yeah. No doubt about it.
But that one was the big one.
Yeah, saving money is the name of the game.
Yes.
I went through the numbers of our 2.5-day trip to Walt Disney World.
You guys.
And let me just be clear with everyone. We did not go crazy.
No.
We did not go crazy. We didn't buy a whole bunch of merchandise. We didn't eat at the most expensive restaurants or grab every other snack that we saw or a lot of booths at Food and Wine. Mm-hmm. And just the two of us, you sometimes forget it adds up faster than you think.
It makes me want to use cash.
Oh, yeah.
See it. Because it's so easy to just swipe your card.
Well, Apple Pay. I think that, I told you earlier in the week that I had gotten a Venmo debit card.
Oh, yeah.
And adding all of that up made me think that if I were to put what we want to use on something like that, a Venmo debit card, or even just a Disney Visa card that you can pick up somewhere.
Like a Disney gift card, yeah.
Exactly. Put it all on there. This is what we have to spend.
Yep.
And then you're really able to keep track of what you're spending out there, because it may not seem a lot, but a trip to Starbucks or, a food booth here and there, or an Uber ride or a Lyft ride or things like that add up quicker than you may think. And my mouth just kind of dropped when I went, holy moly. Wow. That's surprising.
Did that amount include our hotel?
It did.
Okay.
Yeah, it did include that that one charge that we had for the hotel. Okay. For that,
I was trying to think that if it one was night. More. I think it was very close to being as much as we had spent on the hotel and flights.
Yes.
Is what we spent in food and Ubers and souvenirs.
Yeah.
It was like, whoa.
Yeah. Really surprising. So.
For just the two of us for 4 days. One of the best ways, you mentioned a Disney gift card, one of the best ways to budget for Disney is to, when you go to Target, when you go to the store, whatever, Sam's Club, wherever it be, grab a Disney gift card each time you're there. $20, $25, $50, whatever you have.
Yeah.
Throw it every payday, however you want to do it. And then by the time you go, you have a good bit saved up that's specifically for that. Specifically to use at Disney. So,
we're not just talking to you, we're talking to ourselves.
Yeah.
It's we need to take our own advice on this.
Yeah.
And definitely do something like that, because it's it gets a little bit crazy.
Well, and it would be easier for us to do something like that if we didn't plan our trip so last minute. But again, talking to ourselves here.
Yeah, talking to ourselves. Pretty much. Is that all you got?
That's what I have.
I figured you were going to do
The food booth menus.
Food booth menus.
I didn't see hardly any new items.
Oh, okay.
So it's the same, the favorites that people have every year.
Sure.
And, it's Festival of the Holidays is food from each of these booths, from each of these countries, that they are traditional celebratory holiday meals. Those aren't often changing, which means that the food booth menus aren't often changing.
Sure.
So, but this festival, similar a little bit to Food and Wine. Food and Wine has more booths, so has more options for new stuff. But this festival is great if you're somebody who I just really want my favorites, because they're most likely going to be there year after year.
And there are quite a few favorites that people really love to have.
Yes.
Smoldered there.
There was like a pork schnitzel that looked really good. Somebody, we saw a YouTube video, they had like a dulce de leche filled churro. You know, I mentioned in the cookie stroll, they had that snickerdoodle cookie.
Right.
Made with Snickers. You and I both were like, oh, that sounds good. It sounds delicious. Yeah. I, you know, every year mention how cute the last couple of years that it's been there, have mentioned how cute that salted caramel Spaceship Earth cookie is.
Yes. Yeah.
Love that. Very cute. Haven't gotten to try it yet.
I was disappointed to see the Muppets departure from the Odyssey.
Muppets did not get enough love.
You know, more Muppets.
More Muppets.
More Muppets that stick around. And not just for a certain amount of time. You
Muppet
know?
Show on Disney Plus got canceled.
Yeah.
Like,
what is going on? You throw the Muppets at our faces.
On D23.
Yeah. And then the Odyssey, and now they're just gone again. So
we were talking when we were there. We left the Odyssey. We had used it as a refuge during a small storm. And we were like, Disney, like, you, like, teases people with the Muppets. They use the Muppets to get people's attention, and they don't do anything with it. Like,
that's true. Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Taking advantage of people's affinity for the Muppets.
Like us.
Yeah.
Like us. Yeah. All right. That's a good bit of news.
It was.
We're going to have some more news coming up a little bit later on and stuff, but let's talk about some of our sponsors real quick for Sorcerer Radio. Since we were talking about food just now, I do want to mention about the Festival of Food mobile app that you can download on your Android or Apple device as you're headed over to the World Showcase to try some of these foods. You get locations on there. You get reviews. You get pictures. You can even post your own reviews if you like.
We used it.
We definitely used it. I did one of the reviews myself on there. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what it was that we had.
I think it was that... knows your pickle milkshake.
The pickle milkshake. That was it. Yes. Yeah. That was just so good. Absolutely so good. It's very easy to use to be able to, you know, get your locations and do your own reviews and everything else and post your pictures. So we encourage you to check out the Festival of Food mobile app available on Android and Apple devices. Also, we want to talk about MagicallyScented.com. Three Cheeky Chicks Wax Company. Been with Sorcerer Radio for quite some time now, and we absolutely love the scents that they have available to make your home smell like your favorite part of the Disney parks, whether it be the resorts, an attraction, a restaurant, a ride, so many different options to choose from. Let me just give you a couple, for instance. There is a Beaches and Cream Wax Melt. There is also one called Polyjuice Potion. Mm. Yum, right? And it's not just Disney. They've got the Weasley's House Wax Melt, if you like something like that. Something called a Dingle Hopper. You know what that probably is. Horizons. I think that would probably be one of my favorites. Nod to the old Epcot attractions. And that there's a whole lot more to choose from. So we encourage you to check out MagicallyScented.com. And for your first-time buyers, if you use the code... SR20.
Yeah.
You get, I believe it's 20% off your first purchase. So that's kind of nice. Lots to choose from, quite a few pages of different scents, and they have the diffuser.
Sprays, the oils, sorry.
The oils, yeah, as well to choose from. So
I think some of our favorites that we've had from them have been the grapefruit beer. We really liked that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Rome Burning, always a good one.
Always good, yes.
There's one, I think it's called Gracie's Manor. That's the Haunted Mansion. Delicious. Like, the smells that remind us of our favorite places at Walt Disney World.
Absolutely. Good one to get right now. Oh, Christmas tree.
Yes.
Oh, Christmas tree. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bet that smells like the Christmas store Magic Kingdom.
Probably does. Check out Three Cheeky Chick Wax Company over at MagicallyScented.com. And don't forget, you first-time buyers, use that code RE20 to get a discount off of your first purchase. For you Sorcerer Radio listeners, we've got music coming up for you podcast listeners. We'll be right back here on Sorcerer Radio and DW60. It's DW60 here on Sorcerer Radio. All Disney music all day long. YesOurSounds.com. Jeff and Nicole back with you.
Yeah.
Happy Friday. Good morning to everybody.
Watching our dog play with her toy by herself. And she threw it. And she's at a sport, but she picks it up and she throws it for herself. Because she spent the first couple years of her life without another dog in the house.
Yeah, she does a good job entertaining herself.
You know? She will. But she did. She picked up the toy and threw it.
This little stuffed Yeti that she has had a couple of surgeries done to it because arms were coming off. I think the neck area had a hole.
Yeah, I had to do a
little.
In the
body, there was a hole.
I had to scrub into the OR.
Yeah. Nicole's in the kitchen, you know, standing over the counter with needle and thread in her hand, you know.
She's just so
Kona's
concerned.
Just patiently waiting, like, what are you doing? Because she went into the bedroom and she found it. Because we had taken it away from her. Because it was, you know, coming undone.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, by the way, I found this. Like, oh, no. Oh, we need to fix it.
Oh, goodness. But now she loves it.
Now she loves it.
The Yeti.
Back again.
It's difficult. She's 70 pounds. So sometimes it's hard to find toys that are big enough.
Yeah.
And, like, stand up.
She's really going at it.
She
all right.
She loves it.
We do have some more Disney news that we need to get to this hour, and we have a lovely, lovely, don't do that to speak about
oh,
this week.
Oh, my God. The amount of messages and tags we got, y'all are going to talk about this, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. It wasn't Disney World, but don't you worry.
I mean, there's just sometimes just no words to describe these things.
We'll try.
This guy is definitely in the top five of...
Oh, yeah.
You're just... yeah.
He's having a rough day.
Oh, that's an understatement. Okay. So we've talked about Epcot. We've talked about ways to save money at Walt Disney World. Let's talk about Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. It's going to be awarded the Thea Award for Outstanding Achievement Attraction in 2024 by the Themed Entertainment Association, T for short, T-E-A. The internationally recognized Thea Awards acknowledge exceptional achievements in themed entertainment, and they celebrate the creative teams who bring them to you every single day. And Disney Parks blog shared the details about the honor if you want to check it out. So Nicole recently got to experience Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. It was a one and done for her.
It was cool. I just don't need to do it again.
I'm still, and a lot of other people, those who were chatting in the Sorcerer Radio Discord in our DW60 room, were in agreement that you do need to try Slinky Dog. It's not as intense.
Okay.
You know,
well,
so.
Think about it.
She'll think about it. She said to me in between the break, you know, that we need to go back soon.
Yeah.
So, just to check out these things that we're talking about. Yeah.
You know, boots on the ground.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Just don't want to spend what I spent last time.
Yeah, we can't do it that way.
But
there's a Disney Plus offer coming out January 3rd.
She's going to like really push on this hard from now until January 3rd. Like, we need to be watching and seeing and
I know.
But that's great news for Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. I know a lot of people really enjoy that attraction. And I'm really glad that Disney and the Imagineers are getting recognized for their imagination at work, putting this thing together. It's fantastic. All right. Through December the 10th, 2023, Impossible Foods is running an Impossible Sweepstakes, which includes opportunities to win a trip for up to four to the Walt Disney World Resort from Impossible Foods, including airfare, four nights of accommodations in a Walt Disney World Resort hotel. They don't specify as to which one that I saw. 4 days of Walt Disney World theme park tickets for each of the guests. And more. There are also other prizes involved, including food prizes. Yum. Always good. So check out the Impossible Sweepstakes on their website. And maybe you'll win a trip to Walt Disney World. I might have to sign up for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Free trip. That's always good. Let's move over to the Magic Kingdom. According to the Walt Disney World website, guess what? The Magic Kingdom is now sold out on Christmas Day, December the 25th. If you have not made your theme park reservations for that day at the Magic Kingdom, you cannot. It is totally sold out. Of course, I mean, it is the most popular park in the entire world.
It is.
So naturally, it's going to sell out for, you know, reservations, stuff like that. But, I mean, for pass holders alike, day tickets, park passes, all everything gone. But here's the thing. Disney is notorious for this.
Yeah.
Sometime, probably between now and December 25th, miraculously, Disney will make more park theme park reservations available. Just out of nowhere.
Yeah, or as people change their mind.
Yeah.
And they,
it's a little of both.
They can fudge with it now.
Yeah. So don't think that if you tried and you failed because it's now sold out, don't think that you're completely out of luck on this. There's a chance maybe you will get in. So just check that out. Also, pass holders are going to be able to enter the Magic Kingdom after 2 p.m. on Christmas Day. If there aren't any restrictions going on or other capacity problems, you know, if they can't get in, stuff like that. It's on a Monday this year. So limitations about after 2 p.m. entry on Magic Kingdom weekends will not apply. So just make sure you remember that. But this is the norm pretty much every year for Christmas Day. Everybody wants to be in the Magic Kingdom. So
I have,
that's why you don't wait.
Some clients that when they booked like months ago, you know, they were like, we want to be in the Magic Kingdom on Christmas. And I'm like, okay, cool. I went and booked that park reservation first thing after I booked their room and tickets. And I'm like, we will figure the rest out later. And we did. We booked, you know, all the reservations and stuff by now. But as soon as the room and tickets were booked, I went and made that park reservation because I knew that's going to be the first,
one to go. Yeah, absolutely.
And they're typically like last minute planners, you know, a couple weeks before, maybe a month or something. And I'm like, no. Not for Christmas. If you want to go for Christmas, we need to book months in advance. Like, we got to do this the right way.
And you usually, correct me if I'm wrong, don't they normally get a Christmas Day parade?
Yes.
On the 25th as well?
So after the last Christmas party, which is usually around the 22nd, after that, the fireworks in the evening and the parade during the day will be the Christmas party fireworks and the Christmas party parade in the Magic Kingdom during the day without a special ticket.
See, you don't always have to buy that special ticket.
Right.
There are times when you can see it.
And that will go all the way up through December 30th, which then the 30th, you'll have 30th and 31st, you'll have New Year's Eve fireworks.
Exactly. That's going to be the next to go.
Yep.
Sold out for New Year's Eve. It's coming. I'm just letting you know it's going to come. So plan now, be looking for park reservations that become available between now and December the 24th. It's going to happen. Always keep checking because a lot of people will cancel because of whatever reason.
If you wake up in the middle of the night, check.
Check.
Yeah.
If you're a local, check. If you have a trip during that time, check.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just do it. So let's move over to Liberty Square. This has been a long time coming, folks. The long-awaited Hatbox Ghost has finally been revealed there at the Magic Kingdom at the Haunted Mansion in Liberty Square. They talked about this back in September of 2022 at the D23 Expo over in Anaheim. While the Hatbox Ghost has now joined the mansion in the endless hallway scene, which is, for a lot of people, kind of controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's before the seance scene with Madame Leota. And the ghosts aren't supposed to show up until after that scene.
Right.
So a lot of people are like, no, you can't do that. I don't have a problem with it. I really don't.
It's.
People would have thought it would have been somewhere near the attic.
Yeah, that's where, I mean, it's right after the attic in Disneyland.
Yeah, so tomato, tomato. Okay, whatever. I'm just glad it's there. But what Disney says is that the Hatbox Ghost appears to guests as they pass the endless hallway, welcoming himself inside from the swinging wake in the cemetery and grinning at the doom buggies as they set off deeper into the mansion. That's how Disney explains it.
And they said, you know, they say they're 999 happy haunts. And people are like, okay, so you're adding the Hatbox Ghost. Is that haunt 1,000? And they said, no.
No, it's not.
Is it people have left and come over the years?
Yeah, they just come and go.
Yeah.
It will never be 1,000.
Yeah, he's not 1,000.
No.
They clarified.
It's never going to happen. I still think it took too long. This should have happened back in August.
Well, you know, they said late November, so nothing like November 30th.
I mean,
it doesn't like get
literally
later
the
November
last day
that.
Of the month. Like, I mean, my gosh.
It just doesn't get later November.
Yeah. Whole month of November, and then that's what you choose, the very last day. Because you have to sprinkle so much dust on the hatbox goes for it to perfectly be integrated into the Haunted Mansion. And that takes time.
I guess so.
I guess. I don't know. But very excited to see him the next time I go.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen the hatbox ghost before because I've never been to Disneyland.
Yeah, I've seen the one in Disneyland.
So this is going to be special for me. I think it's going to be cool. I think it's going to be nice.
It's pretty cool. He's bigger than I thought.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. So you can check out that now over at the Haunted Mansion. So go over to Epcot. It is coming very, very, very soon. Just a few days away. Epcot's new nighttime spectacular, Luminous. The Symphony of Us debuts on December the 5th, folks.
Soon.
Very, very soon.
Soon and very soon.
Now, there's a lot of different show pieces that go along with this brand new show. And from what I can tell, these pieces are not going to be permanent in the World Showcase Lagoon. They're going to be floated into position like they did with Illuminations. That is how I look at it.
When we saw them, it wasn't obstructive.
No, it wasn't. I don't think it was at all. I don't think it wasn't as bad as Harmonious barges and stuff like that. But these, you know, they have motors on the back of them, and I just don't think they're going to be out there all day. That's just me. That's not confirmed by anybody. Disney hasn't said anything. You know, we'll find out here in a day or two if they just magically disappear and go backstage, and then they come out the afternoon of the 5th.
I'm shocked that Disney hasn't said anything about live streaming this debut.
I think if they decide to do it, they'll do it a couple of days before.
I want to see it.
Sunday or Monday, they'll say, and, oh, by the way.
You know, obviously it's going to be live streamed on every social media platform imaginable.
Of course, yeah.
But I want to see a good shot of it, you know, like...
Yeah, I don't want to see it through somebody's, you know, head and neck, armpit or whatever, you know. I don't want to see that. I want that nice, if Disney can do it, HD type of picture. You know, nice and clear, you know.
It doesn't have the best track record.
No, it doesn't. And that's why I'm very, you know, when I say HD. And to have, you know, the good audio soundtrack pumped through the TV and not echoing off of everybody and everything else. So Disney, please do a live stream of this first showing.
Please.
So that everybody can watch it. It's December the 5th. What day of the week is that?
It's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday. Okay. I just want to make sure it didn't, you know, interfere with my Monday night, you know, festivities.
Ah, okay.
Monday Night Raw and everything.
And the Monday Night Football of it all.
Yeah. Between football and then the WWE. Disneyland.
We're busy.
Okay, we're busy. Yeah.
So. We're busy. Last night, we were busy. The Cowboys were playing the Seahawks.
A lot going on.
We're those people that were like, well, you know, Monday night, you got Monday Night Football. Then Thursday Night Football. Then, you know, Saturday's college. Sunday, we got the NFL all day long. We got Red Zone. Like, it takes over. Friday night, you know, is there a good high school game on as we get into, you know, high school playoffs, like Friday Night Lights? There's a lot of football happening.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Yeah, no doubt about it. But this is on a Tuesday night, so Tuesdays are fine. I can take, you know, and 30 to 45 minutes off from playing Fortnite and watch this. Most definitely. Because they did give us a little sneak peek of the theme song for Luminous, which sounded very good.
Yes, very good.
I got a little bit of Illumination vibe off of it. Just a little. So yeah. We'll see. We'll see what happens. It's going to be exciting, though. December the 5th, Luminous, the Symphony of Us, debuting at Epcot there in the World Showcase Lagoon. Space 220 at Epcot has released a brand new set of culinary-inspired cards. The limited edition collectible items celebrate food and beverage innovation with artful illustrations paired with insightful space trivia. That's interesting.
Space trivia.
They are designed to educate and entertain guests of all ages from around the world. The cards will be personally delivered intermittently to guests by Space 220 Restaurant's executive chef during his daily table visits. This is the first in a multi-part release of the limited run series that Space 220 is going to be distributing over the next year. The new artwork and trivia will be included on each additional card set. The culinary cards have been developed as another surprise and delight to further enhance the guest experience at Space 220. I'm really surprised that we have not checked out this restaurant yet.
It's still hard to get a reservation.
It is. I think I just mainly just want to do the elevator thing.
Yeah.
And go to the bar and eat.
We should ask. Can we just...
I just want to ride the elevator.
Can we just ride the elevator? Yeah. We'll come back down.
Yeah. Walk in, walk out. Done. And I wonder if anybody has asked that before.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm just here for the elevator. That's all. I promise I won't eat or drink anything.
Yeah.
And a lot of people like those cards, though. Nice collector's items.
Yeah, like the transportation cards.
Yeah.
What did we get? Like a wooden medallion. Do you remember that? From the people at the bus stop and leaving Epcot? It was like a wooden transportation, like, medallion type thing.
Oh, did they hand that to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I haven't seen it since. Where is it?
I don't know. It's in a bag somewhere.
It's in a bag somewhere? Oh, my gosh. Not good. Not good at all.
But it was cool. It was like a wooden, like, token.
Yeah.
And I think you're able to, like, collect them from different modes of transportation.
Well, I hope we can find it. Now I'm going to be looking for it.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I have a hunch for this.
Okay. All right. Also, more Epcot stuff that we want to talk about. This is speculation. Okay.
Okay.
Is there an update coming to Journey into Imagination with Figment?
Yes.
Tell me why.
Because they're teasing it.
How are they teasing you?
So most recently, Disney social media has been featuring Figment in a couple different posts and short form video type of TikTok reels type of stuff. And the latest installment of it had Figment visiting the Walt Disney Imagination campus. Imagineering campus. And why? Why else would they? Why was Figment out west? why was he at Imagineering? And, you know, they're not going to post something like that without it's coming. When? I don't know. Soon? Probably not. We might. I think the next time we could probably see an announcement would be D23. This is in 2024. That would be when I would expect to see something.
I'm all for an update of Journey into Imagination with Figment.
Do you think it's going to be an update to the attraction? Do you think they're going to add Figment in Disneyland? Do you think?
Like, no. I think Figment is going to be exclusive to Epcot. I don't think it'll be added over there.
Well, it's like the Orange Bird. Like the Orange Bird doesn't belong in the Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. This is, without a doubt, one of the most uninspiring versions of an attraction I've been on in a long time. Its current state, as to how it is right now. And if there's any attraction that really deserves a lot of TLC, when it comes to Epcot, it's this one with Figment, let's be honest.
Yeah, and we've heard rumors about, you know, Inside Out. I could like see it.
Yeah.
Inside Out coming, you know, being incorporated in the attraction. I hope not, honestly. Like Figment is so special and unique on his own, especially as an original thought, right? Like that's the whole thing. Yeah. As like an original to Epcot, unique, not IP attraction. That I hope it stays that way.
I really want the attraction to be a reintroduction for this generation of Dreamfinder and Figment. Because that pair had such an impact on the generation that it opened with. And it follows through with the current different fan base that you have with Figment. A lot of those people grew up riding Dreamfinder and Figment for so many years and loved it so much. That's why they still love Figment today. So that is my hope, is that they, reintroduce Dreamfinder into the attraction so that this generation can come to know that duo and experience it, I don't know if it's going to happen or not anytime soon. I don't want speculation from Disney. I don't want teaser hints from Disney.
Yeah, I just
want
to know.
There's two things that I want. I want you to announce something, that I want you to start working on it.
Right.
Because
we've learned.
We've gone through this whole process of, we got this big announcement for this, you never actually start it, and then you cancel it. And I'm not going to sit here and blame, the shutdown and everything. I'm not blaming it on that. I'm blaming it on Disney for not following through with what they said they were going to do all of a sudden. Empty promises. Blue sky. We've all had enough of it.
Yeah. We're ready to see some vertical construction.
Yeah. And can we make it go a little faster, please?
Yeah.
4 to 5 years on Tron. We've been almost 5 years on Epcot Celebration Area. It's taken forever. Because they wanted to start with Moana. And it's taking too long to make these small changes and imprints on Disney theme parks, while down the road, Universal is quickly building an entire new theme park. Universal is quickly becoming not the stepchild of Disney anymore. They're quickly becoming the top competitor, and a real competitor to Disney in Orlando.
Yes.
That is the reality of it.
Yes.
It's no longer like, we can spend a day at Universal. No, it's not. That's not in anymore. Universal has become a 3, 4, 5 day theme park experience. And it's just about to get bigger. It's about to get and Disney is not catching up with that. Your in-park enhancements of certain areas, your refurbishment of attractions, or just building a new attraction is not enough to catch up with what Universal is doing.
Yeah, retheming an old attraction.
Yeah. So this $60 billion, was it? $60 billion?
I think so.
Over
10 years.
Over 10 years, something like that?
It's going to be focused on the latter half of the 10 years. That's still 6, 7 years away from really seeing anything.
Yeah. And we still don't even know what that is. Disney doesn't even know what it is. They still don't know. So I think I'm not going to sit here and say a good start is updating Journey into Imagination. It should have happened a long time ago. It shouldn't have come down to this, to where the building is just a shell of what it used to be. This used to be 2 floors of entertainment with Dreamfinder and Figment. Not only the attraction and the dark ride through and everything else, but the image works upstairs and so many of the interactive things that you could do. I wish you could have seen that.
I wish. There's a lot of parts of older Epcot that I'm sad that I didn't get to experience.
The ImageWorks was just next level entertainment of, an experience with your imagination and the things that they had in there. And it's great to see the update coming from General Motors and Test Track, going back to that World of Motion type of short part of the experience, I think. I don't think it's going to be the entire attraction. I think you're still going to have that thrill ride portion of it, but I also think you're going to have that World of Motion type of feel on the first part of the attraction. I think that's going to be changed, but that is another nice step, but it's not enough.
No.
Disney's got to do more. So
we'd love to do it. They have to actually do it.
You have to actually do it, yeah. Quit talking about things and do things. Because even while we were there a few weeks ago, I said to myself at certain times, I don't need to do this because I've done it so many times already. Mm-hmm. I just want to be here. I just want to be in the atmosphere of Disney. I'm not driven to, I've got to do this or I've got to do that. I just wanted to be there. But I want Disney to give me more things to be excited about.
Yeah, we made mention of people putting or deciding how successful or enjoyable or valuable their day was in the park based on how much they were able to get done. And that just isn't how we found ourselves enjoying our time. Right, it wasn't about how many attractions we got done, how many characters we saw, like how much we did. It was just, we were just so happy to be there that we just really enjoyed, you know, walking around, or we'd sit down to eat our quick service. You know, we'd stop and find a trash can to eat our festival food on, like rather than just carrying it with us onto the next place. And it was just much more enjoyable that way. And
it was, yeah.
I don't know if it's age or what, but
okay, so Nicole has got this problem with her shoulder right now, and she's like, I don't know what's going on, I don't understand what's happening here. And I just kind of chuckled before I said anything, and she's like, is this what it's like?
And I said, to be in my 30s now.
Yeah. And I was like, maybe so. I mean, I don't know.
Sometime between me getting out of the shower after dinner last night and going to bed, yeah, I hurt my shoulder. And I don't know what I did. I don't know.
You know, 30s. Yeah. Things happen. You
know. I don't know, man. I don't like it.
I don't like it. You'll get through it okay. You'll do fine. You'll do just fine. I think that is all the news that we have. Do you have anything else?
We just have a don't do that.
We just have a don't do that to do. And I think that's pretty much going to be it. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go ahead and let's close out the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio. SRSounds.com.
A former Disney employee was arrested stealing thousands of dollars of theme park property.
Was arrested at Disney World for refusing to have his temperature taken.
Arrested back in April for trespassing on Disney World's Discovery Island.
She got off the boat to get a cucumber.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
I'm just going to say this first, okay? Don't do drugs. Don't do drugs, okay?
Like that, it's
anywhere.
Bad.
Anywhere at all. Anytime, anywhere, don't do drugs, okay? Because this individual had to be on something.
Agreed.
Had to be on something.
Yeah.
Tell them the situation, please.
So here's the headline. 26-year-old man arrested for stripping naked on Disneyland's It's a Small World ride.
Stripping.
All the way down. It says the man was arrested for indecent exposure and for being under the influence of a controlled substance by the Anaheim Police Department. So there you go. Controlled substance. He was arrested after stripping naked at Disneyland Sunday afternoon just after 1:30 p.m. when officers were called to respond to Disneyland to assist Disney security with a guest who had removed all of his clothes and was naked in or near the Small World attraction. It was in the Small World attraction, up with the Mary Blair dolls. I saw the story in reverse. This is just how the internet chose to reveal it to me.
Yeah.
So I saw the video of him like walking along the boats.
Yep.
And he still had underwear on.
I saw that. Yep.
Then I saw another video of him like up in one of the displays. It still had underwear on. Just sitting there, and they were trying to get him down. Then I saw him in the water where the boats come out at the end, completely naked. And then I saw the video of him essentially hogtied.
He was being
carried out of the park by security and Anaheim police. and they had like finagled clothing on him.
Yeah, put like a loincloth on him to get him out of the park, you know, without exposing himself to every, you know, man, woman, and child in the park, you know, just...
In the whole small world.
Yes. If there was ever a moment of a Ridley Pearson book on It's a Small World, it was that one.
Just the quotes from this. This is an article from People.com. And it says, the footage that was shared on social media shows the streaker fully nude. And other videos show the man walking around the ride, touching the animatronics, wearing only shorts while Jingle Bells played in the background.
Oh, my gosh. Don't do drugs, people.
Don't. Oh, my gosh.
Don't do that and don't do drugs.
Yeah. He was, like, visibly just not there.
Yeah, obviously. That's all the time that we got for this week on DW60. Thanks so much for dropping by.
It's been so much fun.
It's been a lot of fun. If you need to get in contact with us, this is how you do it.
You can find us on Facebook, the DW60 Press Row Facebook page. You can find us over on Instagram and TikTok at DW60 Press Row. You can hang out with us every Friday morning when the show airs live on Sorcerer Radio, hanging out in the Sorcerer Radio Discord over in the DW60 page. And we chat live as everyone's listening to the show every morning, talk about the news, talk about the music, all kinds of fun stuff. And you can come hang out with us over there. We post news as it happens during the week in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. And if you have any questions during the week, a great way to get in touch with us is to send us an email at dw60@srsounds.com or send us a text message or leave us a voicemail at 408-909-3960.
Sorcerer Radio listeners, check out the replay of the show happening tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, with all the music and everything else that you can enjoy, followed by the nighttime spectaculars of the Disney parks on the main Sorcerer Radio channel. Don't forget about holiday music playing over on Seasons. We are now in full holiday mode.
Oh, Santa Radio. You know,
it is December and all, so it's safe. Big thanks to our Sorcerer Radio listeners and our podcast listeners as well, and our patrons. Thank you all so much for supporting us each and every week for DW60. We could not be happier with the way the show is going and our listeners and everything else. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Until next time, this is Sorcerer Radio. All Disney music all day long. SRSounds.com. And we hope you have a magical day.